In an increasingly connected world, workloads may run in any number of environments and locations. This necessitates moving the trust boundary out of the data center, out to the edge where data is being produced and processed. If we consider network switches, for instance, deployed across a university campus, or servers within an office, or workstations at a retail location, even with in these areas with sort of physical or limited physical access controls, remote attestation gives us assurance as to the state of those systems. So Keylime is an open source project which does TPM-based attestation and verification. It has built-in support for UEFI measured boot and Linux IMA file integrity. And IMA basically sort of reports on the state of files, it measures files. So if somebody boots one of our devices from a USB drive, for instance, an appropriately configured Keyline policy could detect that. But there is a bit of a problem here, because in the current Keyline architecture, the protocol is sort of driven by the server or by the verifier. So what this means is that in these scenarios which we just sort of talked about, that's probably not going to work because those communications are going to get blocked at the firewall, because you would need to open ports so that the Keylime verifier can reach out to a tested node and obtain an attestation from that node. So over the last year, the Keylime community has undertaken a project to enable attestations to be pushed from the various nodes on the network instead. And we've also used this opportunity to sort of modernize the Keylime protocols, improve the security, and lay the groundwork for future capabilities. Before we get into the details, my name is Jean. I work for Hewlett-Packard Labs as a security researcher in the office of the CTO. I have a master's in information security and procrastination from the University of Surrey. And since last year, I've been working as a contributor on the Keylime project to unlock the features that we're going to talk about today. So Keylime consists essentially of four rough components. You have first the registrar, and the registrar receives a set of identities for a system that you're trying to attest. And
question?
Yes.
Mic up here?
Oh, of course, yeah. Yeah, like. I see, all right. Let's try that. You want to just lower, okay, yeah. That good? I see, thanks, appreciate it.
That's the opposite of what we want.
Hold it, yeah, I can do that. No worries. Where was I? So, all right, so, I've not shown on this diagram the Keylime agent here, but, those identities are being sent by the agent on startup. And so we have there the endorsement key, which is sort of resident within the TPM, an additional attestation key, And, you know, optionally, that might include a device ID as well, which we'll talk about in a bit. The sort of third component here is the Keylime Verifier. And the Keylime Verifier's main job is to, you know, actually verify the evidence. But the verifier needs to get access, because these components are separate, right? They're totally different web services that you deploy. So you need to get the attestation key to the verifier. And so the user does this sort of as a provisioning step, where they basically invoke, or they query the registrar database, you know, for these identities, fetch the AK from there, and then the user can also provide their policies and reference measurements, and, you know, provide them to the verifier. And there's this tenant CLI tool which you can use to do that as well. You don't have to use the REST APIs directly, but that's how that works. And then, you know, once that AK is in, oh, and those APIs, those management APIs, are both secured by MTLS with a certificate, you know, that's issued to the, you know, requesting party. And then once you have that in place, you can now sort of receive evidence from your Keylime